A bill has been filed in the state legislature requiring public school teachers and staff to address transgender students only by name and sex cited on their birth certificates. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
House Bill 1749, filed by Representative Mary Bentley, Republican Perryville, bars publicly funded elementary and high school principals, teachers, and staff from acknowledging transgender students' identities.
I feel like that this bill is meant to be give some people the ability to purposefully be cruel to kids.
Transgender civil rights activist Jewel Hayes is a board member of Northwest Arkansas Center for Equality.
Like in Arkansas, in the South, we know some people are a little bit different and we treat them with respect.
We queried Representative Bentley, who sponsored and co-sponsored a half dozen anti-LGBTQ bills, including the SAFE Act, which bars gender-affirming medical care for minors and trans girls from public school sport. Bentley did not respond to a request for an interview. Jewel Hayes says legislators like Bentley this session are showing clear bias against gender-diverse Arkansas youth.
They are concerned about the, like, people searching for freedom. It's being blatantly disrespectful of one's right to be the person that they want to be and be addressed in the way that they want to be.
Kathy Campbell is a licensed professional counselor with a private practice in Fayetteville.
And one of the specialties of my practice is working with the LGBTQ community.
Campbell says if the measure is signed into law by the governor, it will cause harm.
You know, when students are trying to explore their identities, it's stressful to begin with. And having a bill like this won't stop students from doing this. They will still work to figure out who they are and claim their identity, their gender identity, and transition if that's what seems to be right for them. So the bill isn't going to stop that from happening. But it will create mental health problems, possibly where none exist, when students are not accepted for who they are, or it can exacerbate existing mental health problems, leading to more stress, more anxiety, more discomfort in so many different ways.
Campbell says her goal as a therapist is to help clients become the best version of themselves that they choose to be.
And I think that's the goal of the public school system, too, is to help students be the best version of themselves that they can be. And a law like this would interfere with that goal for students who are exploring their gender identity.
She says if passed, this law could cause psychological trauma for transgender students.
You know, who we are, our identity, is really almost a sacred piece of ourselves. And to not have that acknowledged creates intense anxiety and fear. It can lead to outcomes like social withdrawal, poor school performance, depression, suicide attempts. Just impaired relationships and a very impaired life for these students.
And to identify a student according to their recorded original birth certificate?
You know, when you call somebody by a gender other than how they identify, it's called misgendering. And when somebody is misgendered in public, it can put them in danger from bullying or harassment from other people who hear the misgendering. And realize that somebody who perhaps present as male has a female identity on their birth certificate, they can be in danger if that's revealed in public. And so I just see, and school students have told me that they're harassed if their teachers misgender them. And so these are some of the really negative outcomes that I see for a bill like this.
According to the Human Rights Campaign, Arkansas House Bill 1749 is one of 82 transgender measures filed by state legislatures across the U.S. in 2021, a record number. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.